Tell you, I kind of feel like a guitar picker in the Church of Christ, you know, hearing these preachers last night and preaching. And so turn to 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Appreciate the message as the young men preached this morning, each one of them. And Brother Gary, thank you for the message. And I pray that God would stir my heart. This week I came needing something from the Lord, and it gets kind of dry and like you're out in the wilderness, but come, get refreshed, and go back and try to fight the good fight of faith. I want to read the first four verses for the sake of time this morning. If you'd like to stand, if not, he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Heavenly Father, we pray you bless the reading of your word. Lord God, I train a thought, and Lord, we'll thank you for it, because in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. Now, just the thought this morning, the last words that people leave. Paul here is leaving the last words to Timothy. Here he's about to come down to the end of his life now in a Roman prison, and he leaves these words that in verse number 2, he tells him to preach the word. Then he says, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering. He tells him what to do. Preach the word. That's the seed, the incorruptible word of God. That's what God uses. Thank God today for the word of God. I still believe the old King James Bible. I believe it to be the word of God. And I thank God it was by His own will that He beget us with the word of truth. And He told him when to preach. He said in season and out of season. He told him how to preach. He told him to reprove, rebuke, and exhort. There's a whole lot of exhorting going on today, but very little reproving and rebuking today from the pulpit. And he also tells him here to exhort. And he says why. He tells him why to do that. He says in verse number 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. He tells us in chapter 3 and verse number 1, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, I don't know what Strong says. He says this word perilous here. Go to Matthew chapter 8 and verse number 28 there, talking about the maniac of Gadara. He said when he was come to the other side of the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce. As Strong says, that word perilous is the same word as fierce there. And that word fierce means hard to deal with. And what Paul is telling Timothy In the last days, Timothy, you're going to find that people are going to be hard to deal with. We're living in that time that it's hard to deal with people. It seems like the common grace of God is not working as it did in years gone by. And I'll tell you today, if ever was a time that we need to preach the Word of God, it's in the day and hour in which we're living. We talk about the illegals coming into the country, not assimilating into society. The churches open the doors and allow the world to come in, and they're not assimilating with what the church is teaching and what the Bible stands for. And the world has taken over many churches, and what is produced is itching ears. Itching ears. Having itching ears, church. The time will come that they will not put up, they will not endure healthy doctrine. That they just will not do it. Now, that's what they want to do. That's what they refuse to do. But he says what they will do. He says, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They're going to accumulate together. It's very seldom when you ask a person where you go to church, well, why do you attend that church? I don't know if I've ever heard one say yet, for truth. For truth. We're living in a time that most parents that I meet will say they've got so many programs for our children. Our children love it so much. They've got so much activity for them. Just a bunch of itching ears. I'll tell you, if it fits in your head and never gets in your heart, you're in trouble, folk. You're in serious trouble. We're living in times that we need to lift up them clean hands with a pure heart. We're living in times that we need to stand and preach. When you've got an itching ear, church, you're going to have preaching grace without guilt. People will never see that they're really guilty before God, and you'll never see in an old-fashioned altar a person weeping their way back to Calvary because they see the goodness of God, that He loved them, and they were under the wrath of God. Under tolerance today, you don't make anybody feel guilty. You know, you just don't do it. But I'll tell you, I felt guilty. I seen myself hanging over the jaws of hell. I seen myself scared to go to sleep at night. I seen myself scared to get in the car to go to work the day, afraid I'd have a wreck and die and go to hell. I'll tell you, but I'll assure you, when I got saved by the grace of God, there was a change. I had a change. I had a renewed mind. My thinking process was totally different. You see, in these itching ear churches, it don't happen that way. You know, the preacher's trying to get a results instantly. I mean, I believe that you need to preach it and let the Holy Ghost work where it takes a week, 6 weeks, a month, or a year, or 3 years. Let the work of God do the work, and then it's genuine. Amen. Amen. Seeing, you know, you'll have people confession with no conviction. I thank God, you know, for a few convictions that I do got. Amen. And I'm going to try to stay with them. Amen. A person will die for his convictions. You know, with these preferences, you know, you'll not. But if you truly got a conviction, you're going to stand on it, even if it costs you your life. And I got just a few of them, but I don't have a whole bunch, but I got some. Amen. Amen. You know, there'll be a purpose without repentance. You know, thank God we need to except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. God's not willing that any should perish, but they would come to what? Repentance. Change of mind. Got to be a change of mind. Amen. I believe that. You know, they don't want that straight gate today. They want to walk the aisle, shake a hand, make a statement, sign a card, and be baptized, and all they got to depend on is a statement. Church filled up with people with itching ears. Preachers got under the pressure, give them what they want to hear, and he'll compromise the Word of God. He won't stand. If you got the lawyer, the doctor, yeah, the pharmacist, or he's got the elite people in there, he's going to give them what they want. He'll walk around. I tell you, when you pastor a small church, when you have to deal with something with the Word of God, it takes backbone to do it. It takes God working because everybody knows who you're talking about. They know where it's hidden. If you got a large church, you know, they all wonder about it. But when you just got a few, he got old so-and-so today, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah, and you know, in 9 times out of 10, if they that itching ear crowd, they'll find that itching ear church. They're not going to stay with it. And we get into the place that we got music without a message. Okay, we're living in a time we're leaving them old traditional songs, hymns. I was talking with a cousin not long ago and I asked her, how long has it been since you heard Amazing Grace at church? How long has it been since they sang Redeemed, Washed in the Blood? There's a brighter day coming. What a day that'll be. Hadn't heard Amazing Grace in a long time, but what they do is line them up across the aisle. The men, you know, they seem like they dress modest, but the women's got on these tight, straight skirts, and they don't sing the traditional songs. I'm not talking about this crowd's going off of the rail, you know, with the caps on backwards and old t-shirts on, writing on them, and long haired and guitar strung on them, and big whirls up there with their breeches on, with the holes in the knees, and singing, oh, how they love Jesus, and you know, going on with this mess, and that's just of the devil, folks. That's of God. But I heard a preacher that put my children and grandchildren and people in hell when he'd come through preaching every year, and his children were small coming up, but thank God, when his children got grown, they went a different way. Now it's another way to worship. It's just another way to serve God now. Say, I tell you, we need to stand, folk. If it's wrong for mine, it's wrong for yours. If it's wrong for yours, it's be wrong for mine. But I'll tell you, it's a lot of it's just entertaining goats. That business people that says I love God and they got an old King James Bible and they study that Bible and they can follow that crowd that's coming up there looking like a honky tonk place, you know, an old joint, juke joint, and they're not going to stay with that mess. They're going to hunt somewhere that's preaching the truth. You know, I believe that this Holy Ghost guide us into all truth, which is the Word of God. He's not going to lead you into this stuff going on today. I just can't find it. Now let me say, you bumped me on the shoulder. I hadn't looked at my watch. All right, now I'll close with this. Now they go from itching ears here in verse number 4. Notice here, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. They done it. They shall turn away their ears from the truth. But that's not all. You got an and there. And shall be turned unto fables. They turned away their ears from the truth, but an outside force turned their ears unto fable. Better be careful. See, a lot of these people got itching ears. They put all their stock in a fable. They put it in a statement. That's all they got. They've got something they've put their faith in that's short of the truth. A myth. A fable. Paul's last words to Timothy. Preach. Preach the word. Heavenly Father, overrule the imperfection. Use it for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.